prepared this one 3 in the morning, so it should be good. Okay. Let's continue. Sorry. Not used to people listening to me. Let's continue with the halachot of Kaddish. We spoke last time about the significance of the 28 words al piyasod, and then we spoke about the halachot of until how far to say it. And now in Parshat Vayichi, we're going to continue with halacha Gimel, which is going to talk to us again, continuing with the halachot of Kaddish. Mitzvat. הלכה ג' מצוות עניית הקדיש של יהיש מרבה מברך הוא שישמע העונה תחילת הקדיש. The mitzvah of Kaddish, we spoke last about the significance and the power that Kaddish has and adds to our tefillah. It's able to make sure that the Yetzirah doesn't interfere with our tefillah. So now he says the mitzvah of Kaddish is that you should answer, you should hear from יהיש מרבה you should hear the beginning. You should hear from the beginning. Yitkadal v'yitkadash, ki yehesh me'rabah mevorach, hu aniyah liyitkadal. What we answer, yehesh me'rabah mevorach, when we say yehesh me'rabah, what you're saying is the name of the Almighty should be exalted. So that's referring to what the person said, yitkadal v'yitkadash me'rabah. So you should hear the beginning, and then you answer the Yesh Merabah. Lekach lechatchila yasimu kol hatzibur libam. Therefore, the entire congregation should listen. Lishmoa kol hakadish min tevot itkadal, kedei lechaven al ma'im onim. The whole congregation, the entire congregation should hear from the beginning in order to know what they're answering to. Miu, yachid shenichnas lebet hakneset. Let's say a person, this happens quite often. You walk into Bet Knesset, or let's say, for example, there's a minyan taking place and you're walking past the Bet Knesset and you hear from the window, or you finish praying Shmoneh, and then you realize that the congregation was praying Kaddish. You should answer with them. Even though you're not part of the minyan, you should answer with them. Goes on the Ben Ishchai to say, V'rak ba'amirat amen, the kodem yesh merabah, now we're talking about a situation where you didn't hear the beginning. You didn't hear Yitkadal v'Yitkadash Shmei Rabbah. All you heard was the congregation saying together Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So what should you do in that case? Should you answer Amen or should you not answer Amen? What does Amen mean? Amen is in a sense saying you're agreeing with what they said. So the question at hand is, since you didn't hear what they said previously, what are you saying Amen to? That's one of the tzadim. The other side is, no, you know that they're saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah, and you know what they said before that, prior to that, therefore you can't answer Amen. Ika plukta, there's a machloket, what to do in this situation where all you heard was the congregation saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah. V'yesh omrim shiatchil anot min Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach. There are those opinions that say that you should start from Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach. V'lo yomar Amen. And you should not say Amen. L'chashiv Amen Yetoma. It's considered what's known as an orphan amen. An orphan amen means it doesn't have a parent. It doesn't have where it's not coming from anywhere in a sense. V'yesh omrim shiuchal anot amen damken. Those that say no, you can answer amen. Why can you answer amen? Because you know what the congregation said. V'lo ave amen yetuma, and it's not considered an amen yetuma. U'besifri hakatan mekabtze el heleti man David kemaravid. One that follows in this path is okay. Uman David kemaravid, and one that follows in this path is okay. Meaning, whatever you choose to do, you're okay. Da'onim amen yesh lehem smicha lismoch v'chen ra'ui la'orot. And the Ben Ishchai continues to say, and in fact, this is the more proper thing to say, is to answer amen. Ben Ishchai proceeds to say that the most proper thing to do is to answer amen, even though you didn't hear the beginning of the Kaddish. All you heard was the congregation answering Yehi Shmei Rabbah. The next halakha is going to talk about halachot of minyan. That's the order in the Shulchan Aruch. We're holding in Siman Nun Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. So the next halakha is going to be talking about halachot of minyan, of 10 people together creating minyan. So before we get into the halachot of minyan, I would like to see the Rambam. The Rambam and talks about the in halachot tefillah, Perek Chet, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam talks about some of the significance of Minyan. Tfilat HaTzibur, says the Rambam, Nishma Tamid, the prayer of the congregation is always heard. Va'afilu hayu behen chot'im, even if there are those that are sinners in the Minyan, En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'es B'Tfilatan, the Almighty never pushes away, He always listens to Tfilat Rabim, when you pray in the congregation. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'es B'Tfilatam Shel Rabim. Lefichach, therefore, tzrich adam leshatef atzmo im hatzibur. A person should always be part of a congregation. You should always make sure that you have a good congregation that's obviously following and looking to follow the proper path. And when you put yourself with that congregation, that automatically elevates one's tefillot. V'lo yitpaleh biyachid, kol zman sheyachol yitpaleh im hatzibur. Anytime you can pray with the congregation, you shouldn't pray by yourself. ולעולם ישכים אדם ויעריב לבית כנסת. You should wake up early and stay late in בית כנסת. שאין תפילתו נשמעת בכל עת אלא בבית כנסת. There's a certain mala that in a בית כנסת your תפילה is heard more. And so much so that the פוסקים bring down, let's say there is no מניין and you have to pray ביחיד. So you should pray, if you can, you should pray in the בית כנסת. Even though you're praying there by yourself, it's better to pray in the Bet Knesset than it is to pray at home. Even though you're praying by yourself. Because it's a makom shemesugal letfilah. Furthermore, let's say, for example, a person has to pray at home. They should have a certain place in their house where they're used to praying. Meaning they should pray, let's say, in the study, in a certain place in the study. It says that any person that designates a place to pray, Elokei Avraham Be'ezro, the God of Avraham Avinu is there with him to help him, because that shows a certain level of importance. So even if you're praying at home, a person has to pray at home or in a college campus or something like that, should have a designated nice place to pray. And if a person can then go to Bet Knesset and pray, even though there's not necessarily a minyan, it's better. And how much more so in praying with a minyan? וכל מי שיש לו בית הכנסת בעירו ואינו מתפלל בו עם הציבור נקרא שכן רע. A person who has a Bet Knesset in his vicinity, in his neighborhood, and he can get to it and he doesn't go, it's called a bad neighbor, says the Rambam. Now, what the makor for 10 people praying together is the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. The Gemara learns it out from there's a few places that it's able to be learned out from. One of the places that it's learned out from, it says it's learned out from the Miraglim. The Miraglim, the Lashon of the Chumash is Sur Me'edah Ra'a Azot. They use the word Edah. And how many people were involved in the sin of the spies? 10. Yeshua and Kalev weren't involved. So you see, an Edah is considered 10. And then it says, the Pasuk says, the Gemara brings down, Nitkadashti B'toch Adat B'nei Yisrael, in the congregation of Am Yisrael. So how many people is it necessary in order to make an Edah? It's 10 people. That's how the Gemara learns out. There's a few places. Rabbeinu Bechaye learns out from the Yosef and the Shvatim going down to Mitzrayim. Also calls them 10, Bnei Israel. Now, the whole necessity of having 10 to say Dvarim Shebekdusha is b'mekoro chiyuv derabanan. It's important to know that. It's important that it doesn't necessarily lessen from the value of it. Obviously, it's something we should be makpid on. But the whole concept of a minyan of needing 10 is a chiyuv derabanan, and we're going to see soon how that has its ramifications. Because in cases of leniency, in cases if you're not sure if this person is able to meet taref or not, we could be lenient. If it was a deraita law, then you wouldn't be able to be lenient. Now, what are the things shebekdusha that necessitate a minyan? One of them is kaddish, what we're speaking about now, kedusha. We have Baruchu, Chazarat HaShatz, Kriyat HaTorah and Haftarah, Nesiat Kapayim, when the Kohen blesses the congregation, Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim as well. They also need a Minyan. So now let's proceed with the Ben Ish Chai. Halacha Dalet. Someone who started saying Kaddish, and there was 10 people in the room, And they said Kaddish. V'yatz'u miktzatan. And part of the minyan stepped out. So that means he started with 10, and some of the minyan stepped out. Gomrin oto ha-kaddish. You finish the kaddish, even though there's no longer 10 people in the room. V'hu shenishtaye ruban. When is this so? When you have majority that's left. Meaning, only in a case where you have at least 6 people left in the room, can you continue to say the kaddish. Aval im lo nishtaye ruban. Lo. But if majority of the people were not left, meaning you started with 10, and you went down to 5, then you cannot say the Kaddish. Now, when it says majority here, it doesn't mean that if you have a minyan of 100 and 40 walked out, then you could say it, and if you have and 50 walked out, no. Well, the only significance is of 10. In terms of halakha, 10, in terms of Kaddish, 10 and 100 and 200 doesn't matter. They all have the same halakha. It's definitely more praiseworthy, as we see, we find in halakha that you should pray in a minyan that's bigger. It's much more mechubad. But in terms of saying Kaddish, 10 and 100 is the same thing. So we're talking about 10. So if you have 10 people in the minyan, and 4 people step out, and you're in the process of saying Kaddish while they were there, then you can continue and finish the Kaddish, even though there's not 10 people in the minyan. Uben achi, nevertheless, says the Ben Ish Chai, otam she'atzu alem ne'emar vo'azve Hashem yichlu. So it's a very harsh language about those that leave in the midst of a Kaddish, necessitating this leniency in halakha. V'im nish'ar asara let lamba. If there's 10 people, then it's not a problem. Meaning, if there's 10 people in the minyan, and a person stepped out, that's not a problem, so long as he leaves, make sure to leave 10 there. V'im hayu asara ba'amirat parshat ha-tamid. Let's say, we're not at the point of Kaddish, but rather, we're at the point of parshat ha-tamid, or the korbanot, u'brayt ed Rabbi Ishmael, v'yatzu mehem, and then people stepped out. Lo yuchal lomar Kaddish, im lo yesh asara. You cannot say Kaddish, even though you said those braytot with 10. The only case, as we're going to see the Ben Ish Chai speaks about, is that when you started saying the Kaddish with 10, and then people stepped out. But if you were at the point where you were about to start saying Kaddish, and there wasn't 10 people, you cannot proceed to say the Devar Shebekdusha. V'chen u'adin im hayu asara bezmirot v'shirat hayam. And so too, if there was in, let's say, the Psukei Dezimra and Az Yashir Moshe, there was 10, and then they stepped out. V'yatzu mehem kodem sheyatchil haKaddish. Lo yomar Kaddish bepachot ma'asara. You cannot say the Kaddish with less than 10. V'chen hu adin im hayu asara b'mirat Ashrei dekodem mincha. So too with Ashrei, the same situation. V'yatzu miktzatam kodem sheyatchil haKaddish. Lo yomar bepachot ma'asara. You cannot say it if there's less than 10. Af apit dekaddishim elu chovahen. Even though these Kaddishim are, in reality, an obligation. Doesn't matter. As we said, you must have started the Devar Shebekdusha, and then they stepped out. But if before you started, then you cannot continue. You cannot proceed to say the Devar Shebekdusha. Kaniskar atam Shulchan Aruch l'Rabbeinu Zalman, Siman Nunchet Tzivtal. Who is Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu Zalman? That's the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya. Now, if a person started, let's say the Chazan started with 10. You started together praying with 10. And then they were in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz, and they started praying with 10, and then people stepped out. So you could say the Kedusha, you could say that, even though at that point you don't have 10. What you can't say is Nisiyat Kapayim. Now, there is a machloket between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, what to do with Kaddish Titkabal. Meaning, you prayed, for example, let's say, you're in the middle of Chazarat HaShatz, and then some people stepped out. So now you're with 6. According to the Sfaradim, you cannot say Kaddish Titkabal. And according to the Ashkenazim, Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz, you can't say the Kaddish Titkabal. So as Maran speaks this straight out, the Ramah says that the minhag is to say Kaddish Titkabal, and obviously the Sfaradim that accepted upon themselves, that we accepted upon ourselves, Horot Maran, so we follow in those footsteps. The Chidah brings this down as well. He speaks at this point as well. So, Nisi'at Kapayim, meaning the Kohanim, is not something you would be able to say. would be something that even though you would have permission to continue with Chazarat HaShatz, nevertheless you would not be able to say Nesiat Kapayim because that's considered a separate entity. Whatever is a separate entity, you cannot say afterwards. Halacha Hey. Now we're going to talk about the case of you have asara betzimtzum, meaning you have 10 people exactly. Inim asara betzimtzum, exactly 10 people. Ve'echad mehem mitpalel tefilat shmona esre. So this happens very often in, let's say, a small yeshiva or a small surrounding where you have 10 people and one of them is still praying, Shene echol anot leimahem kaddish. He cannot answer with them kaddish. Nevertheless, he does join with them. So you have one as the chazan, you have one praying kaddish, that leaves you with 8 people that are tangibly answering to the kaddish. Nevertheless, he can join with them. Let's say you were 2 or 3 or 4 people praying. So if you have majority of the people that are answering Kaddish, then they can proceed to say Kaddish. Let's say, for example, a case would be in Arvit, where we don't have Chazarat HaShatz. You prayed in a minyan of 10 people, and 4 of them are still praying, but you want to proceed to say the Kaddish. So you can. Anytime there are 10 Jews in one place, that automatically creates a situation where the Shekhinah is in that place. Since the Shekhinah is in that place, you can't go ahead to say it. Kadavi kadash merba. V'yochirim lomar davar shebagdusha. You could say the davar shebagdusha. Ma she'enken bechazara, shayni. In regards to chazarat hashatz, that's different. Meaning, in order to go back, if you started with 10 people and 4 are praying, in order to go back and say chazarat hashatz, that has a different din. U'kashen ever lekaman bezrat Hashem. We will get to those halachot. Miu. Im haya echad ma'asara yashen. Let's say you wanted to say the Kaddish. And one was sleeping. Yesh omrim de'be'echad bilvad shu yashen, yecholim lamar Kaddish. There are those opinions that say that if one is sleeping, you can say the Kaddish, because there's still 10 Jews in one place. He's sleeping Jew, but he's there. Aval b'shnayim lo. But 2, it's not. Why not? It's not respectful to have a sleeping minyan. Then kavod shemayim letzaref shnayim yishanim. It's not respectful to the heavens when you have, you know, people that are snoring away and say, yeah, he's here, it's good, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come down anyway. It's not respectful. There are those opinions that say that you cannot compare a case where someone is sleeping to a case where someone is praying. We want to say, just like in a case where he's praying, you can say Kaddish, even though there are only 6 people tangibly answering. So we want to say, same thing when somebody's sleeping, he's there, but he's not with us. So now there's a difference. There's a difference when somebody's sleeping and when somebody's praying. Why is that so? Shayashen yesh bo istarkut neshama ketzat. When a person sleeps, he has a little part of him that leaves in a sense. So I guess what the Ben Ish Chai is trying to say is he's not all there. Ve'en kedusha shora alav. And the kedusha does not rest upon him. Ela adraba. But rather, ketzat tum'a shora alav. The tum'a rests upon him. Like we know, when a person wakes up, you have to do netilat yadayim, even in the middle of the day. When you sleep, a person should do netilat yadayim, not necessarily with a bracha, but still he should do netilat yadayim. Afilu yishen bayom, lachen en letzaref afilu be'echad. Therefore, there are those opinions that say that even with one, you should not be mitzaref him and say kaddish. V'chen ra'u la'arot, and this is the proper path, says the Ben Ish Chai. Afilu be'echad yashen, even if one is sleeping, lo yomru kaddish, ela ad she'akitzu oto. They should not say kaddish until they awake him. V'im ifshar la'akitzo, let's say he's a very heavy sleeper, and you can't get him up, says the Ben Ish Chai, lo yomru. Now, you should not say. Now, the Ben Ish Chai here says, chen ra'u la'arot. That means that even the Ben Ish Chai, when he wrote this, understood and left place for a person to say kaddish. And it's brought down the name of Rav Shmuel Vital, who is the Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital, and Rav Vadya agrees with this pshat as well, that even if you don't wake him up, you can mitzaref for a kaddish one person that is sleeping in such a case. Then we'll wait. Halacha Vav. Cheresh hamedaber ve'eno shomea. One who cannot hear but can speak. Meaning he's able to converse, but he's not able to hear. Or shomea veno medaber, or he hears but he can't speak. Harein kepikrim, he is considered like pikech. Mean doesn't he necessarily mean intelligent person? It means a person. It's a person who is fully functioning. This halacha in the Ben Ish Chai is Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Hey Sif Katan Chet. Umitztarfim lechol davar shebakdusha, and they can join every thing of kedusha that you might need, meaning that they could answer baruchu, they could join for the minyan as well. Ve'afilu umsafin lechol davar shebakdusha afal pi she'en onim imahen, even though they do not answer with us, meaning he can't speak. He could hear, but he can't speak. But nevertheless, he can join. Ve'afilu yesh shalosh ve'arba me'elu, even if you have three or four people that are in this predicament, kol she'yesh rov onim mitztarfim. Anytime there is majority people that are answering, I mean you have at least six people that are answering, you have four people who can't hear, or four people that can hear but they can't speak, then they can join. Chutz min ha-chazara shel tefilat shmona esre. Except for shmona esre, as we will learn later on, debeina tish'a shomin chazarat ha-shatz vonim amen. You need nine people that can hear the chazarat ha-shatz, the repetition of the chazan, and answer. U'kasher yitbar lekaman, as we will explain later on. Rabbi Sol Salanter is a famous saying that he said that any place that there's 10 God-fearing Jews together, even if they're just standing, automatically that creates a Kiddush Hashem. Because the fact that a God-fearing Jew, dressed like he is, and it's a statement that we believe in the Almighty, we believe in the world is created, we believe we have a purpose. So we can understand this concept that 10 Jews together, even silent, is already constitutes v'nit kadashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. It's a Kiddush Hashem. Aval mi she'eno shomea v'lo medaber, one who cannot hear and cannot speak, haroi keshoteh v'katan, he's considered like a person, like a child. De'eno mitztaref, he cannot join the minyan. V'zehu chiresh she'dibru bo hachamim b'chol makom. And this is what the Chachamim had in mind when they spoke and they mentioned cheresh. They meant somebody who cannot hear or cannot speak. V'chen menudeh ve'onen em mitztarfim l'chol davar shebakdusha. So too, somebody who's put in nidui. For example, someone who did something wrong and the leaders of the generation put him, they excommunicated him. And onen, also somebody who, a family member passed away and it was not buried yet, they cannot be mitztaref to any davar shebakdusha. Aval avaryan, but somebody who has done averot, shavar l'gzirat tzibur shegazru b'cherem, ma'achar shelo nidu b'ferush mitztaref. Someone who has done averot, even though he has transgressed averot that the community set aside not to do, he nevertheless can join the minyan. V'ashikor, and we'll speak about this, all these cases specifically, im eno yachol lidaber b'fnei ha-melech, if he cannot speak before the king, eno mitztaref le-minyan. Now, the person who's drunk, if he cannot stand before a king or an important dignitary, also cannot be mitztaref to minyan. So let's take these cases one by one, because this halakha is specifically packed with many points that we have to speak about. Cheresh ve'eno midaber, somebody who cannot speak and could hear, or can hear but can't speak, but can speak. The Ben Ish Chai categorizes him as a pikeach. And the Ben Ish Chai says that a person who cannot hear and cannot speak is considered like a katan. It's considered an unfunctioning part of society. So there are poskim, the Ketav Sofer amongst them, that explain that today, since we have institutions that know how to deal with such situations, with such people that have such a problem that they can't hear and they can't speak, and they're able to be a functioning part of society, they do proceed to have a din of mitztaref leminyan. And there's a maaseh with the Ketav Sofer that he was once invited to see such a school. They had some questions to ask him, and he realized that they were functioning 100%. It's not like back in the days where they wouldn't be able to integrate them into society, and they were mamash considered like children. He was just an outcast. But today they can even hold a job in certain predicaments, and they can be a functioning part of society. They can travel, they can work, they can get married, all these things. So therefore, the din, these people's din have changed. Even though the Ben Ish Chai says, someone who can't hear and cannot speak is not mitzaref to minyan, Chama Vadia brings down that you can, since we spoke out that the whole concept of tziruf leminyan is midarabanan, here's one of the circumstances where we would push it lekula. Because in the inyan of derabanan, we would go lekula. So here they would be mitzaref to minyan. Let's say, for example, lekabe kedusha. If you have 9 people and a person who cannot hear and cannot speak, they can join for kedusha. Now, you would not have chazarat hashatz with them, because then you would get into a problem of saying brachot levatala, of every bracha of the chazarat hashatz levatala. So you wouldn't, or kriyat haTorah, you also wouldn't. But you could do, what you could do is a chazan could start praying out loud, the whole congregation, and then he gets to kedusha, and they say it out loud as well, and then everybody continues praying silently. So in that sense, you can. Now, a person who is in the situation does have a chiyuv to put on tefillin and tzitzit and fast. It's not like I was saying, their circumstance has changed. Now, the Ben Ish Chai mentioned a person that is drunk, a shikor. If he cannot speak before a dignitary, before an important person, he cannot be mitztaref. Now, there's different levels of being drunk. There's what's called shikor kelot, like Lot, like we see in the Chumash, the ma'asim that he did, the actions that he did. He was so drunk that he did something that's not an accepted action in society, bichlal. And if somebody's so drunk that they have absolutely no control over themselves, then this person obviously cannot join a minyan, and he's not allowed to pray in such a predicament. Now, if he's drunk to the extent where he cannot stand before a king, so the Kav HaChaim does bring down that you can be mitzaref such a person to a minyan. So Kav HaChaim Siman Nun Hei Siv Katan Yud Dalet speaks out that a person is drunk, that he can't speak before a king, you can nevertheless mitzaref him to a minyan, even though he's not necessarily mechuyav to pray. You're only mechuyav to pray if you're drunk and you could stand before a dignitary. What does that mean? It means you can hold yourself straight. If a person's to the extent where he feels like his whole face was at the dentist and he can't hold it up and he's wobbling and he can't control himself, then he's not only does not have a chiyuv to pray, but also he cannot. Such a situation, mitzaref to minyan is a problem. But a person who's drunk, but this happens very much on Purim. A person who's drunk, but he cannot stand before a dignitary, so he can be mitzaref him to minyan, says the Kav HaChaim. Now, the next case that we're going to speak about is Baal Averot. A person who has done sins. What to do with someone who is not necessarily adhering to all the mitzvot of the Torah? Now this is a very common topic, especially for certain rabbis that are dealing with communities that are a little bit more kiruv oriented. Who you could be mitzaref for a minyan and who you can't be mitzaref for a minyan. Now, there are different levels and different categories of this situation. If a person does averot lahachis, to spite the Almighty, then that person cannot be mitzuraf to minyan. Now, it's very hard in our generation to fall into that category. It's very difficult to fall into that category. Because you have to know the Torah, and you have to, so to speak, know everything that's right, and then you have to go against it. It's very difficult. Most of the Puskim bring down the Chazon Ish amongst them, and the Tzitz Eliezer, a whole Chavarat Nevi'im, they all speak about the fact that today it's very difficult. Even a person who thinks he knows and goes against is most probably still not a person who's doing it to spite. In the times of Chachamim, you had people that really knew the Torah and knew the depth of the Torah and nevertheless went against it. Today it's people who don't usually know, or they were raised in a community that didn't necessarily give them the proper education, or didn't have the right exposure to it, or what they do see is what they get from the media or from things like that. So that's not considered a person who knows the Torah and goes against it. But a person who does know, and not only does it mizid, but it goes in spite, and that's the reason he's doing that averot, that person cannot be mitzaref taminyon, and that makes a lot of sense as well. How do you want to be mitzaref if his whole life is, you know, based on battling with you know the Torah and the Almighty. So a person who does averot knowingly, not in spite, it's called a teavon, just can't control himself, doesn't want to alter his life, doesn't want to, it's inconvenient for him. Okay, obviously that's not the right thing to do, and we don't, you know, a person should work on himself, but in terms of being mitzaref him to minyan, so over there, there is more room for leniency. And the poskim bring down that you can be mitzaref somebody like that to a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about it in Siman Nun Hei. He says as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Avaryan sha'avar gzerat ha'tzibur or sha'avar avera. Somebody who transgressed its sins. If they did not put him in cherem, if they didn't excommunicate him, and they never did that process, you can join him to minyan, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, katav apri megadim, dafka avera sha'avar le'te'avon. When is this so? This is when he does something because he can't control himself. He has tava, he has desires, and he can't alter his life. Then a person like that, you can be mitzaref to minyan. But if he does things in spite, so to speak, that you can't be mitzaref to minyan. Now, one of the sources brings the Mishnah Berurah. The maase da'achan, and then he brings sources for it where you know that a person who does even though he doesn't necessarily keep the mitzvot, you can't still be mitzaref him if he does it for tavot reason. Now, one of the mikorot is this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet Amud Aleph that says Yisrael af api shechata Yisrael hu. A Jew, even though he sins, is still considered a Jew. That's the beauty of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. They say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the biggest rasha more than we love the biggest tzaddik. Imagine if you've ever been around a real big tzaddik. Ever been around a real big tzaddik? Chaim Vadya, you've been around the Baba Sali. You feel a sense of awe around them. How much we feel a connection to them. So imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the person who's the biggest rasha more than we love the biggest tzaddik. Yisrael afa pi shechata, Yisrael, and we're posek, that we're the children of the Almighty. So it's not far-fetched. A person who can't control himself, obviously it's not the right thing to do. But in terms of being mitzaref to minyan, you could be mitzaref to minyan. Now, the Ben Ish Chai in Shut Rav Pa'alim, Chelek Bet, speaks about a person, for example, who shaves with a razor. So that's something that obviously is wrong. And every hair that a person uses a razor for is an avera. But many people don't know the severity of the issur. So can you say that a person who does that, you can't be mitzaref to a minyan? No, how could you say something like that? Okay, he should amend what he's doing. But definitely you can't say that he's not mitzaref to a minyan. He's a Jew just like everyone else. Now, there are two averot that if a person does transgress them, he cannot be mitzaref to a minyan. One of them is avodah zarah, person who serves idols, and that's obvious. Why? Because the person who serves idols is in a sense saying that he's not part of the, doesn't believe in the Torah, doesn't believe in the Almighty. And chilul Shabbat befarhesia also has a din of a Gentile. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Yoreh Deah Siman Bet, in Yanei, the Psul of Shechita, he mentions these issues as well. Now, the Nekudah is, first of all, it has to be Chilul Shabbat b'farhesya. It has to be someone who desecrates Shabbat in public. And they learn out from the Maaseh Avachan that he desecrated Shabbat in private, and still he was called, he was still considered part of the Jewish nation in the sense that they called him Israel. And the second thing is that the poskim bring down, as we brought down previously, the Chazon Ish amongst them, and Rabbi Akiva Egel speaks out that today, since majority of the people don't know the severity of Shabbat, don't know exactly what it entails and why it entails, they don't understand it, then such a person would not necessarily be in a situation where you can't be mitzaref him to a minyan. So even in such a predicament, even if a person is mechalel Shabbat, so a bidiavad, then that person could be mitzuraf to minyan. What does bidiavad mean? If there's no minyan, for example, In such a predicament, though, when there's exactly 10, then what they should do is say the Chazarat HaShatz, like we mentioned previously. You say the Chazan starts from the beginning out loud, and they all say together the Kedusha. That would be the way that they say the Chazarat HaShatz. Chacham Avadya has a similar tshuva, and when he speaks about Yai Nesech, we know that if wine is not cooked and it's touched by a Gentile, Chachamim Gazru, that it has a din of Yai Nesech. So to a person who is Mechalel Shabbat, who touches wine that's not cooked, then it also has a din of Yai Nesech. Now, Chacham Avadya speaks out that in today's generation, again, the person who's Mechalel Shabbat is not doing that out of spite, is not doing it even out of law. Even he might know about the Torah, but it's the type of knowledge that he has, the information that was given to him, was much more misconstrued. So he's not necessarily held to that specific part of the law. So there is room for leniency on that as well.
Do you mean there is